You're listening to Marriage Minute with Pastors Richard and Donna Spears, impacting marriages that leave a lasting legacy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Marriage Minute, your Marriage Minute, for, I think it's the last day of January. Pastor Richard's joining me here. We're kind of on a skeleton crew this
week.
And so we are running the studio and in production side of things, and we're also in front of the camera together today. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
We can do it.
We can do anything. I can do all things through Christ, who gives me strength.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Hey, well, what are we talking about today? We're talking about men need respect.
Exactly. Again, like we talked last week about biblical submission.
Yeah.
We were hitting some topics early in the year because they're just so important. And, you know, I was mentioning last night on the broadcast that God is a God of remembrance. Mm-hmm. And it's so true that we need to be reminded of who we are and whose we are.
That's right.
But we also need to be reminded of, you know, Christian living. Like I was saying last night with Apostle Paul, Christian living and marriages and wives and husbands and children and bishops and deacons, all of that stuff. Is in the Word of God. And so
Amen.
That's what we need to be reminded of. I know you and I do need to be reminded of it. And so that's why we felt that it's on our heart to share today about respect.
Men need respect. You know, you made a great point. Like, okay, we need to know what the Word of God says. Absolutely. So we know who we are and whose we are.
Amen.
But sometimes we have to remind each other mm-hmm. through the Word, mm-hmm. like, this is how God made me, mm-hmm. and this is how God made you.
Exactly.
And so sometimes we need to be reminded of that because, you know, when it comes down to daily life and challenges, there's these areas in our life that are gray, that's maybe not necessarily specifically called out in the Bible. It's just, you know, life issues, mm-hmm. you know, finances, children, a number of different things, right? And so these can be gray areas. And so sometimes we get into disagreements and arguments and what have you about these things. And as we step into that, what happens is sometimes you can trigger me based upon how God made me and what I desire mm-hmm. as a man. And, mm-hmm. and I can trigger you based upon how God made and designed you to be as a woman. And
exactly.
so that's why we want to start today with talking about men need respect.
Yes.
Next week, we're going to talk about women need love. So today we're talking about men need respect.
And you know, that word respect, I would say, is just, it's a pregnant word because there's so many mm-hmm. defining characteristics of what respect looks like. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with the word love. You know, women, we need love, but there's so many, it's a pregnant word, you know, it's nurturing, it's caring for, it's mm-hmm. loving, it's attending to.
Right.
And so those are the things that we need to understand, you know, and hopefully Pastor Richard and I will help bring some clarity and insight to what that might mean, because a lot of us, like you said, can be triggered like last week, like we said, biblical submission or
right.
the word submission, you know,
yeah. when, that just like,
it bristles,
you know,
people up.
It bristles people up. You get this, I can't think of the word right now, but anyway, there's this just negative feeling and or response that comes from us when we hear that. You mean I have to submit? Well, mm-hmm. you know, the same thing can happen when a lady might hear, you know, I have to respect my husband. Is his behavior really
right
worthy
yeah,
of
that's,
respect?
That's exactly what's running through their mind.
Exactly. You know, do I have to respect my husband? Really? I mean, if he's behaving the way he's behaving, is it something I'm supposed to do?
He hasn't said a kind word to me this whole week, or he hasn't even acknowledged my presence. You
so
know?
I'm sure yeah. there's
we
a
understand.
Lot of ladies out there that may feel that way. I know at one time in our life in marriage, you felt that mm-hmm. way. And I mean,
did.
It's not to say that it doesn't happen even from time to time now, but it's less frequent than it used to be. I can
yes.
assure you of that.
Amen.
But you know, some ladies might say, okay, well, you're asking me to respect my husband. And do I really want to feed his ego?
Right.
His head's already big enough as it already is. Mm-hmm. And he's already, you know, displaying these narcissistic tendencies.
Lording
and
it over me.
Yeah. And so now you're just telling me to go back to this whole patriarchal, the man rules over the wife. No, that's not what we're talking about. We addressed that last week about biblical submission. Okay. We're not
talking about that is not what we're saying.
That's not what we're saying. But I know how it can just create this. That's the word I'm thinking about. Visceral response. you know, that can rise up within a lady and say, you know, I don't know that my husband's behavior is really worthy of being respected. So
that can happen on the daily too.
Yeah, you know, I'm caught in this quagmire of how I'm feeling on the inside.
Wow, you're throwing out those words today.
Wow, I am. Like, you know, thank you. You know, I appreciate Pastor Dan because he uses a lot of these.
I am so
words.
Using quagmire later.
And he elevates our grammar,
absolutely.
And so I appreciate that about him. So. So anyway, yeah, so the ladies...
It's tough.
It's tough for you ladies. But I guess we have to go back to, what does the Word of God say?
Right.
What does it
and
say?
And that's kind of where, you know, if you all out there know me, even if you don't, and you've probably heard me say it, I was an independent person. I still am. Mm-hmm. I'm a very independent person. I'm fine by myself. I'm fine on my own. I struggle with... maintaining relationships on the inside. Now, I would say that my friends would say, no, you do really good with that. But it's something that I'm cognizant of. It's something that I'm aware of that I need to work on because I can so easily just hole up and be in myself, not in a bad way, but just like, mm-hmm. I'm just okay by myself. And so I was very independent from a very, very young age. And you know, entering into marriage, I continued to stay very independent.
Right.
I didn't need him. You know, mm-hmm. he wasn't doing anything for me anyway. And so that was the mindset. And so when I share with you, you know, how biblical submission works or respecting my husband, it was quite jakey mm-hmm. at the beginning when we started, you know, diving into the Word and what does the Word say. And so I share that little tidbit of info with you because it's not that I came into a marriage compliant or submissive or anything like that. Like,
right.
like we've walked this out raw.
Right. Very raw. Very raw. Well,
yeah.
You have to allow the Word of God to shape
you
what you,
you do
and how you think and how you behave.
Yes.
And it's not to say that, you know, we're going to be perfect and follow the straight and narrow of the Word. Sometimes we miss it. We miss the mark.
You know, I miss it a lot.
That's what sin is. But,
yeah.
you know, that's the beauty of the Bible. The Bible, Jesus says, look, you know, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit to help guide you and lead you, but you may miss the mark. And if you do miss the mark, Holy Spirit's going to teach you and guide you in that. And you can ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
1 John 1:9.
Yeah.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will purify us from all unrighteousness. So we have, you know, that gift of grace from Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
From the Lord himself to forgive us when we make a mistake. And
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will guide us into that. So there's some scripture. There's things in the Bible that talk about respect and what's important.
Which
here.
I personally needed. You know, I needed to know what does God say about that because I gave my life to Jesus and I understood that the Bible is God's inspired word for divine strategies, instructions for our life
mm-hmm.
to bring blessing and harmony and peace and unity in every area of our life. And so I knew what I was doing wasn't correct.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know what to do.
Right.
So we have the scripture.
Why we do it.
Yes.
And we
yes.
want to talk about what to do. So
Amen.
I want to read Ephesians 5:33 from the New Living Translation. We touched on this a little bit last week, just knowing that this was going to be a lead-in for today and today's topic. So it says, So I say, again, each man must, that's a key word, must.
That's a command.
Yeah, must love his wife as he loves himself, okay? And the wife, and we're talking about respect today, must respect her husband.
That's a command, ladies.
That's a command. So, you know, I'll bring this up again a little bit later, but Jesus said, if you love me, you obey what I command you
mm-hmm.
to do.
Amen.
Obedience is more important than sacrifice.
That's right.
So here's you're going to read some other scripture, but I just want to make this point. We've come to a place in our life that the Word of God is the final authority.
Yes.
And if I'm going to do what Jesus said and basically say, look, I'm willing to obey what you command, he's commanding that wives must respect their husbands, and he's commanding that husbands must love their wives. This is a command. And
mm-hmm.
he says, if you do what I command you to do, then you're displaying in your behavior and in actuality love for me? Because he also says in the word that if you've done something for the least of these, you've done it to me.
Amen. Amen.
So, you know, when you think about, can I just say one more thing? So when you think about, when I look at my wife, and let's just say we get into an argument or a discussion, a disagreement, and I'm just looking at her, and I just see her, that's not enough. Because the very image of God is on the inside of her. So if I can just picture in my mind that over her right shoulder, as an example, is standing Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is in her. He lives on the inside of her. He lives on the inside of me. And so I want him to be pleased with how I conduct myself. Mm-hmm. If I look at her through those eyes and through that filter, knowing that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ himself, lives on the inside of her. That's very powerful.
You know, that's a great reminder for all of us out there. Thank you for sharing that, because that's very nice to do and to hear.
Yeah.
But that's a great thing to adopt when we look at anybody out in the world. You know, how would Jesus view them? How would he see them? You know, we see somebody that's treating us badly or even persecuting us, you know, bullying us, whatever that is. But they're doing that for a reason, and it probably has absolutely nothing to do with you. And so to be able to, as the word says, you know, pray for your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, you know, that is where we need to be looking at through people, you know, looking at people through the eyes of Jesus. That's just a little bit of a side note.
Amen.
But let's jump to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 2.
Yeah.
What does the Bible say about respect? And this is from the Amplified Classic. So when they observe the pure and modest way in which you conduct yourselves, together with your reverence for your husband, you are to feel for him all that reverence includes: to respect, defer to, revere him, to honor, esteem, appreciate, prize, and in the human sense, to adore him, that is to admire, praise, be devoted to deeply love, and enjoy your husband.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's in the Amplified Classic, but we love that because it helps us understand how we're supposed to approach our husbands, ladies. And yes, we are supposed to revere him. Yes, we are supposed to adore him. Absolutely. Think about how you felt when you first met. You felt all of those things and more. You felt every one of those things. And just because you're 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, and you're getting tired of each other and whatnot, doesn't mean that changes. It doesn't change because you were doing that when you were seeking and pursuing one another.
Right. And now you understand, you're beginning to understand that the actual word of God is commanding you as a wife to respect your husband. But I know there's always the naysayer or the question out there from the ladies is his behavior, Pastor Richard, it's not becoming of being respected.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about a husband and wife and a husband that is being abusive. I'm talking about two people that genuinely do love each other, care about each other, but they just aren't following the right way and the right approach to address one another when it comes to respect and love. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
We're not excusing bad behavior in the sense that...
Or abusive behavior.
We're not excusing that. You're right in thinking that that is not respectful, yes. However, what I'm asking you to think about, ladies, is that I want you to respect the spirit of the man. Not the physical things that you're seeing on the outside, not the behavior, the outwardly behavior that you're seeing right now. I want you to respect how God created him to be. God created him for a desire and a need to be respected. I mean, I cherish the fact that when you respect me, I mean, it just fills my tank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about a love language right now. I'm just talking about the fact that God inherently wired me as a man and all men to want the respect. Why do I say that? Well, all we have to do is go back and read Ephesians 5:33.
Exactly.
If God said, Jesus is saying that wives respect, you must respect, that infers that God created man in that way, and that's what he needs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the same way, I'll just use the reciprocal. So in the same way, it says in that scripture that husbands must love their wives. Why? Because inherently, within me, I don't love as well as a woman does. So it's easy for you to love. You're nurturing, you're caring, you're all those things that love represents. It's easy for you. But love is not easy for me to do.
Right.
Not in the way that Christ loved.
That's right.
Right? And so I have to work at it. That's why he's commanding me to love my wife in that way. In the same way for a wife, since we're talking about respect. Respect is not something that comes easy to you. Respect and honor for a man is something that just, it's natural.
It actually is something I push back, you know, my flesh wants to push back
sure.
on every time.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, I guess not every time, but it used to be that way.
Right.
You know, so.
So what we're addressing here, what we're really talking about is that, yes, there may be behavior that's not always worthy of respect, but the Bible is saying respect God who created the man in that particular spirit of needing and desiring and craving to be respected.
Listen, you married him for a reason. You know, it might not have been the right reason, but you thought he was a good guy, you know, a good enough person to marry. And so there is good in there. And so that's what we look for. We look for those little gems starting out, I'll just say. We look for those in our beginning journey of respecting our husbands.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, you know, society, it's so anti-marriage, anti, you know, men are feminized. I don't know if that's a word.
Yeah.
Emasculated, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That's another good
nowadays
word.
And you know the it's just so the media is so saturated with, you know, women are the alphas now and men just need to take a back seat, and it's just disgusting. And so it just eats at my core. I just hate what the media is doing in that regard, because you know, these young people out there, that's what they're doing. They're looking at the media, they're looking at the TikToks, they're looking at all of that is just saturating their mind, and think they're truly like, oh yeah, men can get pregnant. Oh yeah. You know, it's just, and they'll say that with every confidence in the world. And I'm just like, please.
It's basically trying to break the one who's it's behind all of this is the Antichrist spirit, right?
That's right.
It's really demonic, is to tear down how God created a man to be truly. He's not toxic. Not every man is toxic, okay? You shouldn't divorce a man because, you know, that's what the world's telling you. No, the man operates from a particular viewpoint. He's different than a woman. He operates. It's like, okay, let's use an analogy of a vehicle. So there's vehicles that are produced around the world. Some need gasoline. Some would call that petrol across the pond in Africa. But anyway, some need gasoline. Some vehicles need diesel, right? Well, it's the same way for a man. A man operates and flows off of diesel. But a woman, conversely, operates off of gasoline, love, right? That's the difference. We're not created the same way. Mm-hmm. Our needs are completely different. And so when we begin to understand that a husband just thrives on and desires and craves respect, just like a woman desires and craves love from her husband. It's that's how each of us are being filled in a unique way that God created each of us to be. So don't get confused about how God made a man. That's why we're going back to the foundation of what the Bible says. God made man in this way, and he made woman in a particular way. And we talked about this a little bit last week, in that we are to complement one another, and we do in how we're uniquely created, which is amazing.
Yeah. So for the ladies out there, we're like, man, you're just hammering us. You know, first two episodes of the year, you're telling me I need to submit, and now you're telling me I need to be respectful. And yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you.
Yeah, but last week we tried to put a little balance into it about husband needs to love their wife.
Yes,
so,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
for
sure. We're going to do that more next week. So really, you know, men are motivated by honor and respect. So let's look at 1 Peter 3:2 again, but we want to look at that from the New Living Translation. So a little less wordy, but it's very, very simple. I'm going to actually start with verse 1. It says, in the same way, so it's speaking to wives, in the same way you wives must accept the authority of your husband. So that's talking about the submission piece. Then if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. Mm-hmm. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. So it's really how you live a godly life.
Mm-hmm.
And you live a godly life by what the Bible defines that to be, not what we get to define that to be,
right.
Not what the world says and how we're supposed to respond to husbands. No, we are to conduct ourselves according to what the Bible, what Jesus is commanding us to do. If you love me, mm-hmm. you will do what I command of you. Because here it is, at the end of the day, we're going to be, once our life is done and over here on this earth, there will one day be a judgment for believers, and we will be given rewards for how we've conducted ourselves. I can't stand before Jesus and say, well, Donna didn't do this or Donna didn't do that. Did you see how she responded to me? She disrespected me. She didn't honor me. He's not going to care. He's going to say, leave Donna out of it. What did I command you to do?
Amen.
What did I call you to? I called you to love her and sacrifice for her. That's what I called you to do. Did you do that? Did you do what I asked you to do? Not what the world said to do, not what your friends said to do. What did I, what did Jesus command you to do?
And we see that in Scripture, all throughout Scripture, especially in the 1 Peter 3:2. You know, Peter, he tells us to respectfully, that a respectful and godly life of a wife,
mm-hmm.
that's what he's saying. We're just kind of reiterating what
yeah.
it was saying.
Yeah.
If the husband, specifically in what you read, is talking about, if he's not a believer, you know, and be having a respectful, I'll just say obedient wife,
mm-hmm.
Quiet, you know, let me just read that. The respectful and godly life from a wife can break down a man's disobedient spirit.
Right.
So it can all, the conduct of the wife can bring her husband into a relationship with Jesus, but it can also break down any disobedience or any mm-hmm. Animosity, you
right.
know, because what's not happening is you're not poking the bear. And so, you know, if you ladies take care of yourself, take care of your business, follow what the word is saying, then that's gonna speak volumes to your husband, even when you're not saying anything at all. And so I think it's very appealing for men when, you know, all of a sudden, and I think this happened in our relationship, I'm doing a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not coming at you with whatever it is that we would normally fight about or how I would treat him or react to him. I'm going to do a different thing because I know I'm only responsible for myself.
Right.
And I'm going to allow God to do a work in my husband because I'm believing what the word says and that's going to happen.
Yeah, because if I'm obedient, no, I can't force something to happen. I can't manipulate my husband. But if I'm following after what Christ has commanded me to do as a wife or what Christ has commanded me to do as a husband, then I'm putting my faith and trust that the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, working in her life is going to bring her around. He's going to bring me around into the way that I'm supposed to walk in a godly manner myself.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I'm not trying to control it. I'm not trying to manipulate it. I'm trying to allow the Spirit of God through my own behavior to work and to move on their behalf.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, when men are treated justly and with honor and respect, they're motivated.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to serve. They're going to do anything and everything that they're called to
mm-hmm.
do.
Amen.
They want to. Because why? You're feeding the very nature of how God created a man. Now, if you're going to dishonor a man, you know, they're going to feel like you're treating them unjustly or with disrespect. You're making an enemy, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you right
yeah.
now, you're making an enemy. The man is going to be turned off, and he's not going to hear anything else you say after that. As soon as he's been disrespected, he's shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to hear it anymore.
And, you know, some of you out there might be saying, well, that just sounds like manipulation. Well, it can sound like manipulation, but it's not. We're following what the Word of God says.
Right.
That is not manipulation because mm-hmm. when you are in a manipulative mode, your heart attitude is wrong. But when you are following the Word of God, you have the right heart attitude. You have the right motivation,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's not manipulation. It might feel like it initially, but you always have to go back to you are different than I am. Men are different than women. Our needs and our wants and our desires are very, very different. He's not like you and I'm not like him, mm-hmm. right? And so when we understand, you know, it's the same with your friendships and your relationships. It's the same with, like with your boss or your children. You understand their personalities and you understand how they're wired and how they're made. And so you approach them differently. It's no mm-hmm. different with your spouse. Right. You know, give them the honor of doing what you would do for people outside of your home, mm-hmm. that you would don't neglect your husband or your wife just because it's easy to do that.
And I mean, this is probably not a news flash or something revelatory, but think about this even when you're raising your children. Not that we're talking about children and rearing children today, but think about that. If you understand that God made your son in a particular way to crave and desire honor and respect, you need to feed that. Mm-hmm. Not to build their ego up.
It's an encouragement. It's a faith builder.
It's a faith builder. It's an encouragement. It's the same way with a daughter. Mm-hmm. Fathers, if you don't show your daughters what love looks like, sacrificial love, then how are they ever going to know that? You want to feed that in them to know that that's exactly how their future husband should be prepared to honor and respect and to love them the way that they're called to be loved.
Amen.
So these things really matter. Yes, it matters for this marital relationship, but it also matters even as you're raising your children.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So ladies,
yeah.
You're probably wondering, okay, fine. Fine, I hear you, I get it, I understand yeah. it, but what is the solution? What's the solution here?
What's the answer?
So Jesus, as we said earlier, said, if you love me, you will obey what I have commanded. That's John 14:15.
Yeah.
Were you going to read that one or not?
No.
Okay.
We don't need to read it. John 14:15, it's just a powerful verse. If John, and in John 3:30, it says, Jesus must become greater, and I must become less. Mm-hmm. So you're dying to the ways that you think you should handle your husband. You're dying to the ways that you think you should handle your wife, husbands.
Amen.
You're dying to that.
It's really an eternal perspective.
It is.
You know, you need to approach everything with an eternal perspective because mm-hmm. you are a new creation. You're a new creature in Christ. Dare I say, you would now be a new wife. You would now be a new husband because you're having the thoughts of God. You're having, you know, Jesus' very spirit, Holy Spirit on the inside of you is now controlling you and helping you to conduct yourself in a manner worthy mm-hmm. of God,
yeah.
I would say.
Amen.
Amen.
And so at the end of the day, you know, being a believer, and I'm speaking to believers right now, being a believer, mm-hmm. one, you're gonna see a reward. At the end of your life, you're going to stand before Christ and you're going to be given a reward.
Amen.
For how you conducted yourself. And you're not going to be able to lay blame to your spouse, to your wife, to your husband about why you didn't do something. Mm-hmm. No, Jesus says, I'm talking to you. I'm asking you, did you do what I called you to do as a wife? Did you do what I called you to do as a husband?
Amen.
You're going to be given a reward for that.
Amen.
Now, if today you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, which again, I always say this, this is the most important decision you're ever going to make in your life, is to call Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior.
Amen.
Because the things that we're talking about today, you can't do these in your own strength.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you might try to will yourself to do certain things, and that might happen for a time, but ultimately, we're not looking for change for a moment. In time, we're looking for transformation for
Amen.
A lifetime.
Amen.
Because when the transformation comes for your life, everything gets better with Jesus. Everything does. It always gets
Hallelujah.
Better. And we're living proof and testimony that our marriage is very much that. And so if you've not given your life to Christ today, there's no way that you're going to grow in godliness. Mm. You can't.
That's good.
Because Jesus said, look, he's talking to his disciples. And he said, hey, I'm going to be going away. This is, you know, near his crucifixion and at the point that they were going to crucify him. And he said, look, I'm going to be going away, but it's better that I go. Because when I go, he said, I'm going to have the Father send you a helper, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is empowering and empowers you to be able to live right. He's a teacher. Amen. He's a guide, the word says. He's a counselor. He leads you into all truth. So if your spirit then becomes sensitive now because you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, now you can follow what the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do in every moment. And He will bring correction to you. He'll help you and guide you into that place to say, no, you should have handled that a little bit differently. And you have an opportunity to repent and ask for forgiveness and then approach your spouse and do the same thing. But you've got to have this saving relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're going to be empowered to live a godly life, if you're going to live a life that the Bible calls a wife to live, mm-hmm. you have to have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. There's no other way.
I'll tell you, in and of myself, there's no respect that's going to be given. You know, that was all God. That was all surrendering my life to the Lord. And when I did that, He started making changes in my life.
Yeah. So if that's where you're at today, we want to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But first, you have to recognize that you're a sinner. Mm-hmm. You have to recognize that you're not hitting the mark and that you, in and of yourself, can never hit the mark. Mm-hmm. That's why Jesus came.
Right.
Jesus was able to hit the mark. He was and lived a sinless, perfect life. He died on the cross for you and I, for our sins, to accept that. So He stood in our place. He died in our place so that we could live with Him forever in eternity's sake. And not only that, from an eternal perspective, but even right now, today is the day of salvation. And right now, when salvation comes into your life, you're going to be empowered to live a godly life.
Amen.
If you truly mean business with God, God means business with you. He will do it. I guarantee it. He will do it. So mm-hmm. you have to recognize that you're a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to repent and say, dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I cannot recount every sin that I ever had. You know, because you understand. You know all things. You're the Alpha. You're the Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. You know all things.
Amen.
And so I ask you right now to, I repent, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Amen. You have to do that.
Amen.
And then you're going to have to receive the free gift. You cannot earn your way to salvation. It is impossible. It is impossible. You cannot live a perfect life. It's not possible. No man can do that. That's why Jesus had to come. So you have to receive this free gift of salvation that Jesus offers for you. He offers it to you.
Amen.
Each and every day. He's always knocking. The Bible says he's always knocking on the door of your heart.
He is.
Looking to come in and have fellowship with you. Living on the inside of you. Living big on the inside of you. Empowering you to live your best life. He has a great life for you. He has a great plan in store for your life. But you've got to accept Him as your Lord and your Savior. Would you do that right now? Would you do that today? Because today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
The Bible says that in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Mm.
So you can't do it on your own. You have to have Jesus Christ, your Savior. We need a Savior. You need a Savior. Make that decision today. Would you pray this prayer with me right now out loud, wherever you are, in your home, driving in your car, wherever you are, would you just repeat this prayer in your heart with sincerity? And when you do, Jesus Christ will come and live on the inside of you, and He will teach you all things you need to know, especially as you delve into His Word. He's going to enlighten it. He's going to bring revelation to you. He's going to change your life.
Amen.
You're going to be transformed.
Amen.
You're going to be transformed. So, Father, pray this prayer out loud with me. Father, I recognize right now that I am a sinner. I recognize that I've sinned against You and Your Word and Your commands. I've not always done the right thing. I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. But I know that You came and You died on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And I repent right now. I repent of those sins that I've committed against you and your word. Father, I thank you. I thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for forgiving all of my wrongs. Thank you for standing in my place. Thank you for what you've done. And I receive you right now, knowing that I'm a sinner, knowing that you came and died for me in my place. You've forgiven me of my sin. I receive this free gift of salvation. I receive it right now by faith, because you've given it to me. You paid a great sacrifice for me to have it and to restore my relationship back to you. I thank you. I thank you. I receive it right now, that free gift, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with Pastor Richard, welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Romans 10:13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. When you prayed that prayer with Pastor Richard, you called on the name of the Lord. So by the authority of God's word, you are saved. Yes. You are born again, and from this moment forward, you're on your way to heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you have Jesus in your heart.
Amen.
So if you prayed that prayer, we would want you to go to our website, revivalnow.com. Right there on that first page, if you click that big red button that says, I just got saved, what's going to happen?
Well, what we're going to do is ask you to fill out some information. We're not going to, you know, spam you with a bunch of emails and phone calls. That's not what we're going to do. We simply want you to fill out that information so that we can pray for you, and we want to send you some materials that's going to help you in your decision to accept Christ.
Amen.
And so that's all we want to do. There's also resources on our website. That there's some video resources, four videos, I think maybe 8 to 10 minutes each, that will just help you in this decision that you just made to accept Christ as your Savior. It's really going to be helpful for you. You'll want to do that.
Amen.
And we also encourage you to get connected to a local church. If you're not going to church today, or you've just rededicated your life, just make sure you're staying plugged into that church. Go to a great Bible teaching church that believes in the full counsel of God, the entire Word of God, so that your spirit can continually be filled and reinforced with the Word of God.
Amen.
And you'll be encouraged.
Amen.
That's what we want for you. We want that more than anything.
That's right.
Is for you to be saved and you to be connected and discipled into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And so we thank you for that. So that's what we want to do. So while you're there, I guess, on our website, we want you to fill out, if you want to receive our newsletter, you can do that from our very homepage, landing page at the very bottom. If you go there, you can put in your information there and receive a newsletter. That's basically it. That just gives you updates about the ministry, what's going on, what's happening in the ministry.
Yeah, that comes out just once a month now. So it's not a ton, you know, it's not every week or two times a week you're going to get bombarded with an email or whatnot. But
yeah.
It's just a simple, quick little, you know, email letting you know what's going on, what we've got coming up in the next few months, and how you can be praying for us. So,
amen.
Hey, please like and share this broadcast. Get the word out. We want Marriage Minute to just be impactful. We don't want to just do it just to do it. We do Marriage Minute, and we bring, you know, the counsel and advice and the word of God to your marriage so that that you can be changed, so that your marriage can be changed. And so we know people that have actually shared Marriage Minute with friends because their marriages were struggling, and we've heard great testimony from that. So please like and share our content.
Yep.
That's it for now. Thank
That's
you.
It. Hey, God bless you
God
guys.
God bless you.
We love you so much, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
Amen.
Bye for now.
Amen.
Thank you for listening today. Catch all of our podcasts at revivalnow.com. And send us your Marriage Minute questions at marriagemin@revivalnow.com.